Now to our last batch of stories on this part of Chatterbox, which include complaints from residents living near a railway line and the East Coast truckers rolled into the city. But first, the NHS warns that GP surgeries need a share of new development cash.
GP surgeries in Norfolk could struggle to meet demand if they continue to miss out on funding from new housing developments, NHS England has warned. The National Health Service said it was essential that Broadland District Council allows developer contributions to go towards primary healthcare services. It claims that without the funding, local surgeries will be unable to mitigate the impact from new developments and maintain a sustainable service. The warning was contained within a report about a new 170 home estate in Brundle, which Broadlands Planning Committee refused. NHS England claimed that two local surgeries in the area do not have capacity to cope with additional patients, despite Brundle's medical practices manager emailing the parish council, indicating they were confident they could. NHS England wants Broadland to allow Community Infrastructure Levy, CIL, money to be put towards primary healthcare services, which includes doctor's surgeries. CIL money is raised from developers and used by councils to fund new infrastructure projects such as schools, transport and leisure facilities. NH England said it does not have enough money to support development growth. Responding to the comments, Broadland confirmed healthcare was not on its CIL list, which shows what type of projects the money can be used on. A Broadland spokesman said responsibility for health provision remains primarily with NHS England.
Anyone visiting Eaton Park could have been forgiven for thinking they'd accidentally travelled to Southeast Asia, as for 2 days the city park was transformed into a mini version of Thailand. Returning to Norwich for the second year, the Magic of Thailand Festival aimed to bring a little corner of Thailand to Norwich, featuring everything from food stalls selling sweet treats to authentic Thai cuisine, live performances and children's entertainment. There was lots to keep young and old entertained. Daniel Biggs, who along with his partner Jackie Winitkun organised the event, said the first day of the festival attracted around 4,000 people. He said, "I think people have heard about us and we're so happy the weather hasn't prevented people from coming out. The atmosphere and welcome from the people of Norwich is lovely. You can see people are enjoying the festival."
Shakespeare's enchanting comedy of love, fantasy and reconciliation found its perfect backdrop in the cloisters of Norwich Cathedral. Performed by the always brilliant Lord Chamberlain's Men, a sellout 800 spectators were treated to 2 hours of acting magic. The stage was simple yet versatile. While the many changes into beautiful costumes by the 7 all-male cast members were seamless to keep the plot running at a good pace, the play is often performed outdoors. A July evening adds to the magic, but such productions tend to come with larger casts and more complex stage. Here, the simplicity added authenticity. The scenes of love and anger were powerful, while the same actors turned without pause into a hilarious slapstick performance of a play within a play for marriages in the final scenes.
People living next to a railway line have described the level of noise created by trains and their whistles as intolerable, saying the noise prevents them from enjoying their gardens and causes children to run inside crying. Richard Stock has lived in his home, which backs onto the railway line between Brundle Gardens and Brundle Station, for 20 years. But the retired consultant paediatrician has said that in the last 4 years, the noise from the railway has reached unbearable levels. Dr. Stocks said, "When we first moved here, the trains were pretty quiet, because a lot of people said, 'Why do you want to live next to a railway line?' But actually, they were quite quiet. But about 4 years ago, there was a problem on the line, so they had to put a whistle sign up for drivers. It has changed our quality of life. Our grandchildren get frightened and run into the house crying." Dr. Stocks said the diesel trains used on the line only added to the noise. "In a typical day, I would say 50% of the trains are incredibly noisy diesel locomotives with a very loud two-tone horn," he said. A spokesman for Greater Anglia apologised to Dr. Stocks for the noise and said quieter trains were due to be introduced to the line later this year. "Drivers sound the horn for safety reasons, particularly at locations where footpaths or roads cross the track," he said. "We are sorry for any disturbance that train horns cause, but we also want to run the safest possible railway."
A former student residence is being knocked down to make way for a 9 million digital skills centre. Contractors move in to begin demolishing the Southwell building at City College, Norwich. Plans for the Digitech factory on its site were unveiled in March after the college was awarded £6.1 million by New Anglia Local Enterprise Partnership towards the project. The Digitech factory will bring together all the college's digital skills provision into a single purpose-built space with industrial standard facilities. The college says the new facility on its Ipswich Road campus will enable it to significantly increase the number of students and apprentices on digital skills courses. A planning application has been submitted to Norwich City Council. If approved, the Digitech factory will open during the 2020-21 academic year, the same year that City College Norwich will become one of the first colleges in the country to offer the new digital skills T-level. The qualification, which is equivalent to three A-levels, has been designed to meet the needs of employers and includes a substantial work experience element. T-level students will spend around 20% of their time on an industry placement. From September 2020, City College Norwich will also be offering T-levels in construction and in education and childcare. Opened in 1972, Southwell College Lodge originally served as a hall of residence for 270 students. It was used by students of Norwich School of Art as well as those attending City College. In recent years, the building has instead provided office space for teaching and support staff.
It's not every day a four-year-old gets to sit behind the wheel of a lorry, but thanks to a Norfolk charity, that is exactly what happened in Norwich. Every year, thousands of people gather to see the East Coast Truckers Convoy as it travels through the county, bringing a little joy to disadvantaged and disabled children. Now, ahead of this year's event, which will take place on August the 25th, the East Coast Truckers have been at the forum to promote the event, let people see the famous trucks up close, and even get behind the wheel. Trevor Howlett, vice chairman of the East Coast Truckers, said, "This is just to make people aware of what we do. If children want to get in the lorries, then they can. Parents can take pictures. The day is to give people an idea about what we do on Convoy Day. People think it's marvellous."
Smokers could soon be banned from lighting up on council land, as a new report reveals the habit's staggering cost to Norfolk taxpayers. Norfolk County Council's People and Communities Select Committee will consider whether to follow the NHS's lead on going smoke-free across its sites. It comes as a report claims the wider impacts of tobacco-related harm cost Norfolk £187.8 million each year. The Norfolk Tobacco Control Alliance Action Plan report says there are about 98,000 adult smokers in the county, with about 1.1 million cigarettes consumed each day. Committee members are now being asked to consider whether all of the county's sites should go smoke-free to reduce demand on tobacco products. While the report puts the cost of smoking at £187.8 million, Dr. Louise Smith, the council's Director of Public Health, says the figure is higher. She said, "We estimate that smoking has an annual impact of £220 million in Norfolk, ranging from the costs of death to staff sickness, loss of business productivity, house fires and litter collection. By contrast, it is estimated that smokers pay about £120 million in duty on tobacco products each year." While the adult smoking rate continues to fall in Norfolk, it remains high among manual workers, the unemployed, and in lower social economic communities, the report says. It also claims that Norfolk's fire service will attend 31 smoking-related house fires, costing the county about £4.4 million. The County Council is responsible for Norfolk's tobacco control strategy, which aims to reduce the number of people smoking. It formed the Tobacco Control Alliance to achieve this by working with health, local government, voluntary and academic sectors.
And that's all from Sophie and me. Now it's over to John Francis and Marianne Penn for the next part of Chatterbox.